الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. In continuation of our series, what the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Badi'a, the innovator. Which is mentioned in Allah's book, the Holy Quran, in this verse means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the innovator of the heavens and the earth. When he decrees a matter, he only says to it, be, and it is. In other words, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, who innovated the heavens and the earth. He made them according to no former examples, and without getting help or information from anyone. As for man, he willy-nilly makes things according to former examples. Whenever he desires to make anything, he imitates or follows former examples. A submarine, for example, is a mere imitation of a fish. Just as an aeroplane is a mere imitation of a bird. All man-made things are mere imitations or copies of things existing in the universe, which is nothing but of one of the countless creatures of Allah Almighty. It is only Allah Almighty alone who created the whole universe according to no former example, who said that the earth should be round, who said that the earth should go round itself and round the sun, who created light, who made the sun a source of light and warmth, who gave water its properties, who give the air its properties, who give each and every element its properties. If all solids melted at the same temperature, and if all substances had the same properties, the whole universe would be a gigantic mass of gas, liquid or solid. In the whole universe, with all its stars, planets, galaxies, and other heavenly objects, with their movements and distances among them, the entire universe with all the things therein, and the earth with all the things thereon, no two leaves are like each other. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is all-embracing and all-sufficient for His creatures. needs and his creativity is infinite. Also, no human being can imagine or draw a leaf that does not exist in the world, simply because there are innumerable kinds, forms, shapes, and colors of leaves of trees. That's why one of the knowledgeable religious scholars said, if two leaves were similar to each other, Allah's creativity would not be infinite. Another example of Allah's infinite creativity is the amazing multitude of people's human faces. In the whole world, and among the 60 billion human beings, are there two human faces 100% alike? That's impossible. Also, it has been recently found out that each human being has a special smell. This is how police dogs can trace criminals. In other words, no two human beings have the same smell of body. Each human being has his or her own smell, voice, earth, fingerprint, blood plasma, and tissues. They have so far discovered 2.5 billion types of tissues. This means that in the whole world, only one human being has the same type of tissue of yours. And it might also be discovered that each human being has his or her own type of tissue. Medical doctors depend on types of tissues to explain why certain body accepts or rejects a kidney transplanted from another person. Are not human tissues a token of Allah's infinite creativity? Allah's divine creativity and innovations are infinite. While human creativity is both limited and imitational. For example, a human artist may draw a number of different faces, but then the fountain of his creativity dries up. The same thing applies to car designers, who innovates different types of designs, but in the end, their creativity ends up. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine creativity and innovations are infinite and endless. For all Almighty is infinite and all wise. In the past, people thought that only fingerprints distinguished one human being from another. But now they have found lots of things that distinguish people from one another. This shows clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is Badi'a, the innovator of the heavens and the earth. Another very important thing is that there are amazingly great numbers and kinds of fishes. The most recent calculations show that there are 1 million kinds of fishes of different shapes and forms. Fishes that are round like balls, fishes in the shape of a sword, transplanted fishes, phosphorus fishes, fishes with fingers, fishes with legs, fishes in the form of vases, fishes that defend themselves by sending off ink-like substance in order to hide from enemies, fishes that fight back their enemies by giving them electric shocks, large whales, tiny gold fishes. In the fact that the world of fishes is amazingly vast, also the world of birds with their innumerable different kinds, shapes, and forms. The same thing goes for colors, roses, flowers, the bulbs. Some people say there are 3,000 kinds of weeds. There are different kinds of grapes. There are also thousands and thousands of different kinds of trees and plants. This is but a manifestation of Allah's divine name, Al-Badi'a, the innovator. Leaves of trees, kinds of trees, kinds of timbers, kinds of plants, kinds of perfumes and odors, kinds of fishes, kind of birds, kind of fruits, crystals of snow and ice, none of which is alike. Is not this marvelous creation the world of Allah, Almighty, the innovator of the heavens and the earth? In fact, one of the meanings of Arabic word badia is unique, which means that nothing is like Allah, Almighty. It also means that Allah Almighty is the one who created and innovated the whole universe with no former example and with no helper or teacher. Allah is also unique in His divine attributes and acts. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is unique in His creativity, in His own divine self, and His own divine acts. Linguistically speaking, the word badia is derived from the verb abda, to innovate. That's to do or create something unprecedented. In religion, the word bid'ah, innovation or heresy, is called as such because it refers to something innovated and introduced into religion. Religiously speaking, there are two kinds of innovation: good and acceptable innovations and evil and censored ones. If someone invents or innovates something for the benefits of religions and devotional observations, like, for example, introducing the air conditions into the masjid, providing good modern services and utilities to worshippers, or solving some social problems, this is fairly good and acceptable, provided that such facilities or services do not clash with basics of Islamic religion. Such are laudable, acceptable innovations. But evil, censored innovations are those that clash with the basics of Islamic religions, such as making lawful the things that Islam considers as unlawful. In other words, religiously speaking, innovations are of three kinds: good, evil, and use specific. Which innovations are good, which are evil, and which are use-specific? A newly invented apparatus such as a radio or TV set is a use-specific innovation. Depends on how you use it. If you use a TV to display good, useful things, for example, it is considered a good and acceptable. But if you use it to display indecent or immoral films, it is considered as evil and hence unacceptable. If you use a camera for taking the pictures of the beautiful landscape or for the purpose of scientific research, it is considered as good and acceptable. But if you use it for taking pictures of indecent or immoral things, it is considered as evil and censored. All kinds of similar innovations are use-specific. They are considered as acceptable or unacceptable according to the way they are used. There are also fourth kind of innovations, namely neutral innovation. If you invent a new kind of food, for example, if you add certain spices to food, or if you make a new unprecedented dish, this is neither lawful nor unlawful. It is simply permissible. Neutral innovations, forbidden, and unlawful innovations are those that clash with the basics of Islamic religions. However, innovations in the sense of introducing new heretical ideas or principles to the religion of Islam is definitely forbidden and unlawful. This is because in His divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says, which means, "This day I perfected your religion, for you completed my favor upon you and chose for you Islam as your religion. But as for him who is forced by severe hunger with no inclination to sin, then surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. The above Quranic verse shows clearly that Islamic religion is complete and perfect and needs no additions, omissions, or amendments, whether from the viewpoint of quantity or quality. In other words, the number of issues tackled by Islamic religion is complete, and therefore it accepts no new issues. And also, the way Islamic religion tackled issues is perfect and needs no change or amendments whatsoever. Therefore, it is definitely forbidden and unlawful to innovate anything in religion, whether in theology, worships, transactions, or manners. To this effect, Jabir ibn Abdullah narrated that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, used to say in his sermons after having extolled praises and glories to Allah as duly as befits his divine honor, he whom Allah guides, none can lead astray. But he whom Allah leads astray, none can ever guide. Verily, the most truthful word is Allah's book. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of all religious issues are innovated heretic ones therein. Every innovated issue in religion is hereby is heresy, and every heresy is a deviation, and every deviation is in the fire. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, I have been sent with the hour like this, joining his forefinger and middle finger together. Whenever he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hour, his cheeks would blush and his voice would grow louder in anger, as if he were an army herald giving warning of the near advent of enemies. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, he who leaves behind upon death wealth, it is for his family, but he who leaves behind death or lost orphans, they are for me, I take care of them, and I am more entitled to them. Every innovated issue in religion is heresy. Every heresy is a deviation, and every deviation will be in the hellfire on the day of judgment. Here we have a very important issue, namely that religions can be forged, and so can principles and doctrines. But what guarantees a religion that is communicated just as it was first revealed by the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is three things. First, nothing should be added to it. Second, nothing should be omitted from it. And third, it should not be interpreted in a way different from its original meanings in which it was first revealed. In other words, if we omit evil interpretations, if we omit innovations and heresies, and if we omit all additions and omissions, we guarantee that religion continues to remain just as it was first revealed. Man's share of Allah's beautiful name, Rahman and Rahim, the most gracious and the most merciful, is to be merciful. Therefore, when we invite someone to be forbearing, merciful, just, and knowledgeable, we actually invite him or her to adopt Allah's attributes. But with respect to this divine name, Al-Badi'a, the innovator, we should invite man to be exactly the opposite. That's not to innovate anything in religion, worship, behavior, or call for Allah. This is because whenever someone innovates something new in religion, it would be at the expense of the basic principles of the religion, which are both perfect and complete. And it would be at the expense of prophetic sunnah and tradition, which are also perfect and complete. In other words, a true believer is confined by prophetic sunnah and is not attracted by al-bid'ah, innovation in religion or heresy. That is why religious scholars define al-bid'ah, innovation in religion or heresy, as anything that is not originally found in Allah's book, the Holy Quran, prophetic sunnah, and traditions or consensus of the whole Muslim nation. For example, insertion of a metal prong or bolt across your body does not belong to the religion of Islam or the call of it. Before you try to call people to Islam by doing such a thing or anything else, you should ask, did Allah's messenger ever do that? Is that mentioned in Allah's book, the Holy Quran? Is that mentioned in the prophetic sunnah and tradition? Did the Prophet, venerable companions, do that? Is that unanimously agreed upon by the whole Muslim nation? If the answer is no, this means that such a thing is a mere innovation, and such way of calling people to Islam must be avoided. Once again, an innovation is anything that is not originally found in Allah's book, the Holy Quran, prophetic sunnah, and traditions, or the consensus of the whole Muslim nation. In this context, Allah Almighty says it means, and let those who oppose the messenger's commandments be aware, lest some trial should befall them or painful torment be inflicted on them. In other words, if you deviate from or disobey the messenger's commandments, you fall in innovation. That is why the venerable companion, the Al-Khalifa, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, used to say, I am a follower. I am not an innovator. Knowledgeable religious scholars also say, follow and do not innovate. Be humble and not arrogant. A pious person is never haughty, extravagance, wastefulness, and spendthrift are qualities of disbelievers. But true believers are always moderate in earning and spending their money. And let those who oppose the messenger's commandments be aware, lest some trials should befall them or painful torment be inflicted on them. Allah Almighty says what means, if you obey him, Allah's messenger, you are rightly guided. Indeed, in the messenger of Allah, you have a good example to follow. The word good example in the verses means following the Holy Prophet's sunnah and tradition. We should follow the Prophet's model in each and everything and in each and every issue of our life, in all places and times. This is because those who follow prophetic sunnah and tradition in words and deed, those who speak of wisdom and those who adopt the Prophet's good example are the Prophet's real followers. But those who follow their own desires are mere innovators. That is why heretics are called people of desires. In other words, in your life, you follow either the Prophet's sunnah and tradition or your own desires and whims. If you follow your own desires and whims, this means that you are a mere heretic and deviant from the Prophet's right path. But if you follow the Holy Prophet's sunnah and tradition in your actions, words, and lifestyle, this means that you are a real follower of Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not forget that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, advised the venerable companion Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, O son, if you can get up in the morning and go to bed in the evening with no fraud in your heart for anyone, do. This is my sunnah, and whoever revives my sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in the gardens of paradise. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. Remember the Holy Prophet's words, whoever revives my sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in the garden of paradise. Some knowledgeable religious scholars say our religion of Islam is based on three fundamental things: following the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in word and deed, earning lawful living, and sincerity of intentions in all works, and in Allah's divine words. And Allah teaches him the book and wisdom, and Torah and the gospel. The word wisdom means a prophetic sunnah. In other words, the book is Allah's divine revelation, and wisdom is prophetic sunnah. The way the Holy Prophet applied divine revelation with respect to Allah's words, to him ascends the goodly speech and the righteous work does exalt him. The interpretation of this Quranic verse, some religious scholars hold that righteous work means adoption of Allah's Messenger, good example. In the same context, some religious scholars say a little work in prophetic sunnah is better than lots of work in heresy. Allah Almighty is the innovator of the heavens and earth, and the one who created the heavens and earth according to no former example and with no helper or teacher. It is He, glory to Him, who innovated the essences, properties, qualities, sizes, shapes, forms, colors, movements of all things, including mankind, animals, and plants. In other words, everything in the entire universe shows clearly that Allah Almighty is Al-Badi'a, an innovator of the heavens and earth, that He, glory to Him, is Badi'a, unique in Himself. Nothing is like of Him, whether in His divine self, attributes, acts, or creativity, whereby they make their own choices for which they are held responsible in front of Allah. Of Allah's honor to mankind is that He Almighty gives them the ability to create and innovate new examples, new things. Take, for example, hybrid or mongrel plants. There are certain labs in which biologists can produce new hybrid plants that are far better than the original ones. This is a kind of human innovation. Some cows produced the one which can produce more than 60 kilos of milk a day. Is not this kind of innovations and creativity is good? I regard certain things like animals, trees, and plants. Allah Almighty has allowed man to create and innovate new kinds. This is all due to Allah's divine honor to mankind in all fields of life. It is permissible for man to create, innovate, and even develop new things, except for Allah's divine revealed religion. In other words, it is by no means permissible for man to add, omit, or alter one single fundamental rule or principle of Allah's divine revealed religion, simply because it is not only revelation specific, but also perfect and complete. That is why Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, every innovated issue in religion is heresy, and every heresy is deviation, and every deviation is in the fire. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he who deviates one inch from the Muslim group takes the nose of Islam off his neck. That's no longer Muslim. As regards Allah's divine revealed religion, no innovation is considered as permissible or lawful. To this effect, Allah Almighty says, which means, and whoever contradicts and opposes the messengers after the right path has been showed clearly to him and follows other than the way of believers, we shall keep him in the path that he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil end. Therefore, whoever deviates even one single inch from the Muslim group is no longer a Muslim. In this context, the Venerable Companion Ibn Abbas said, every year people introduce a new innovations or heresy into Islam and abrogate a prophetic sunnah of Islam. This simply means that there may come a time when Allah's religion becomes mere innovations and heresies, while its reality may be known only to a few. We take refuge with Allah from that. Wisdom necessitates that we should seek religion from its original fountains and sources, namely Allah's book, that is the Holy Quran and prophetic sunnah and traditions. Anything that comes from outside these two sources is a mere innovation and heresy. Therefore, we should be very careful where to get our religion. And we should always remember that our final return is to Allah, who will require us for our choices and deeds. So we should be very careful. In His divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says what means, and stop them. Verily, they should be questioned. The question in front of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment is by no means easy. And standing in front of Allah Almighty on the Day of Recompense is also by no means easy. Moreover, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, says, he who goes to a heretic in order to dignify him helps to destroy Islam. Ayyub quoted Al-Kalba as saying, do not sit with people of caprices, and do not argue with them, lest they should get you involved in their deviation and deform your knowledge. You should never sit with capricious heretics who introduce into Allah's religion innovations that do not belong to it. In this context, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, described the Venerable Companion and Khalifa Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, saying, if Abu Bakr's faith were compared to the faith of all mankind, it Abu Bakr's faith would overweight. Narrated by Al-Bahaqi. Jabir ibn and Abdullah quoted Umar ibn al-Khattab as addressing Abu Bakr, you are the second best of all mankind after Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Nevertheless, that Venerable Companion and Khalif Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I am but a follower. I am not an inventor. I have been given authority over you, although I am not the best one of you. Therefore, if I do well, help me. But if I do evil, correct me. Verily, I am but a follower. I am not an innovator. Therefore, we should always follow the perfect model of Allah's messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should watch our behavior. We should by no means accept any new innovation or heresy that ignorant or malicious people try to introduce into our Islamic religion. In this context, religious scholars say Allah Almighty deprives those who compromise heretics of pleasures of following prophetic sunnah. Allah Allah will withhold His divine light from those who sit with, befriend, compromise, give ear to, or even smile in the face of heretic that introduces new innovations into the religion of Islam by adding, omitting, canceling. We should strive to adopt all the Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes, except for this one, Al-Badi'a, the innovator. We should by no means try to introduce into Allah's revealed religion of Islam any innovations or heresies, simply because Allah's religion is perfect and complete. All we have to do is follow strictly its laws and principles, which are all revelation specific. It is permissible to innovate in all aspects of human life and science, such as agriculture, physics, biology, zoology, industry, but it is not permissible at all to innovate, introduce new heresies into Allah's divine revealed religion. In this context, religious scholars say, if someone neglects his religious obligations, Allah sends to him heretic that tells him false things that chase suspicion into his heart. In the end, say, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins for you. And Allah is all forgiven, most merciful. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. May Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. When dealing with other fellow humans, it is permissible to be suspicious or unconfident of their intention, words or sayings. But with Allah's divine revelation, the Holy Quran and the authentic, true Prophet Sunnah, there is no falsehood or suspicions whatsoever. These two sources are perfect and complete, and therefore they should be taken as they are, with no additions, omissions, or alteration. In your human life, you have three kinds of text: Allah's divine revealed book, the Holy Quran, the prophetic Sunnah, and traditions and words and sayings of other fellow humans, common people, scholars, scientists, sheikhs, clerics, performers. With respect to Allah's divine revealed book, the Holy Quran, all you have to do is understand and apply its commandments, simply because it is definitive and undisputable, true and authentic. As regard to prophetic Sunnah and tradition, first of all, you have to make sure whether the prophetic hadith or tradition is true and authentic. And then you have to understand and apply it. Concerning to the third source of text, words of sayings of other fellow human beings, whoever and whatever the person might be, you have the first of all to check whether the text is true and authentic. Then you have to try to understand the text producer's intentions and meanings, and after that you have to judge validity and correctness of the text by comparing and contrasting it to Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and prophetic Sunnah and traditions. Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Badi'a, the innovator. Allah the Almighty is Al-Badi'a, in the sense that He, glory to Him, is the only one who innovated, created the heavens and earth and all that is between them. according to no formal example and with no helper or teacher. Allah Almighty is also al-Badi'a, in the sense that He, praise to Him, is unique in His divine self, His divine attributes, His divine acts, and His divine legislation. It is permissible for man to innovate and invent new things with respect to all aspects of human life and technology, industry, agriculture, economy, science. But it is by no means permissible or acceptable to introduce into Allah's revealed religions any innovations or heresy simply because it is perfect and complete. And because every innovation that is introduced into Allah's religion is a heresy, every heresy is a deviation, and every deviation will be in the hellfire on the day of judgment. To differentiate between the linguistic and religious meanings of al-Badi' innovation in this context, this prophetic hadith narrated by Al-Mundhir ibn Jabir, on authority of his father, that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "He who innovates a good innovation that people adopt will be well rewarded for it, and for those who adopt it with no dominion for their good reward. And he who innovates an evil innovation that people adopt will be badly rewarded for it, and for those who adopt it after him with no dominion of this their evil reward." As for innovations in Allah's religion, whether in theology, worships, transactions, or prophetic sunnah and traditions, they are absolutely and completely forbidden. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقول الصلاة